Going with the Mishnah Vav, Hagefes Vazogin, Shinasu B'Tahara, olive pulp and grape pulp. They were done in a state of Tahara, meaning these olives and grapes were squeezed in a state of Tahara and everything's Tahara. Valchalim Tmeim, and then Tommy people walked over them, V'achach Yotzu and Mashkin, and afterwards liquid came out of them, Tahara, and they're still Tahara. Why is that? Shemit Chilas and Nasu B'Tahara. Because originally they were done in a state of Tahara, and these Tommy people that walked over them did not do so with the intention to squeeze more liquid out, and therefore whatever the liquid does come out is still Tahara. We got to another discussion. Kush, this is basically a long weaving needle. It's a wooden pole of sorts that has a hook at the end that's meant for weaving. Shabalas hatzinoira, that sinor, that hook which is at the end, that got swallowed up, if you will, meaning it basically got absorbed into the wood. Maybe the wood had a crack or something like that. The metal hook at the end ended up getting pushed inside the wooden pole, and now it's completely absorbed by it. Or a malmud, which is translated as an ox goad. It's also very similar. It's a long pole that has a nail at the end that's meant for prodding cattle along. And here also shabalas hadarbon, the darbon, that nail which is at the end, got swallowed or absorbed, they got pushed into the wooden pole. Or levena shabalas hadabas, we just have a regular brick that swallowed a ring, meaning inside the brick there's a ring. Vehin taharin, and the pole or the brick or tahar nechasula elamais, and it was brought into an elamais nitma'o. So that which is absorbed inside, the nail or the hook or the ring, become tameh. And that's because even though we've learned before that something which is totally covered is saved in elamais and it doesn't become tameh, that's only we're talking about a regular kli that has a toich, it has an inside, meaning it basically has a receptacle that you're meant to place things in. So if that's covered with the seal, so it protects an oil mace. But this is not a kli. We're talking about poles or bricks that just have something absorbed or pushed inside of it. That doesn't have a toich. That's not meant for holding something. Therefore, that which is inside is actually tamei. Also, a seitan azov, if a zov moved it, nitmos. That which is inside is tamei. And similarly, if after it became tamei in oil mace, nafu lavir atan or atahar, if it fell into the airspace of a tahar oven, timuhu, now it's metamei it. However, nagaban shikir shal chuma, if a loaf of chuma bread touched it, tahar, so that chuma bread is tahar, that's because the pole itself is not tamei. It's only the hook or the nail that's inside the pole which is, and since the bread didn't touch that nail or hook, it only touched the pole, so it remains tahar. And the next mishnah we're going to be discussing tzmid pasil. As we know, we mentioned a number of times before, if there's a kli that is mukif tzmid pasil, it has a cover, and that cover is sealed, it's nice and tight. Tzmid means sealed, pasil means cover, so even if it's an oil amase, it's under the same roof that a corpse is, whatever's inside is still tahar. But let's say there's a crack or there's a hole in the tzmid or the pasil, meaning either in the seal or in the cover itself, that's going to be mevatel its din of having a tzmid pasil, and everything inside will be tamei. The question is, what size does that hole or crack have to be? So the Mishnah tells us, srida, that's basically a flat piece of earthenware, shinasun al piatanor, it's placed on top of an oven, mukav tzmid pasil, it's completely sealed, nistak minatanor l'srida, let's say in between the oven and the srida, this piece itself got a crack, meaning the clay that's sealing it down, that got a crack in it, so shiurai, maloi pi mardea, shaloi nichnas. The shiur is the size of pi mardea. Mardea is basically a pole that's meant for poking animals to help them move along the way. So the width of that mardeya, the maloi pi, that's a third of a tefach. If the crack is that width, so it's mevatel, it's not considered sealed. And the key over here is mshitas tanakama is shaloi nichnas. Then a mardeya is not able to go inside, which means the crack is just a third of a tefach, and that's it. You wouldn't be able to put a mardeya inside because it's too mitsumsum, it's too precise. If you have a mardeya which is a third of a tefach wide and the hole is a third of a tefach wide, you're not going to be able to fit it in. Nonetheless, that hole is going to be mevatel, it's going to nullify that tzmid pasil. However, Rabbi Huda argues, nichnas, the hole has to be a little bit wider, so now the mardeya has to be able to actually go inside of it. Now this is all in the seal of the cover. What about nistka srida? The cover itself got a crack in it, so here it's the opposite. Shirai, the shear of what's going to be mevatel it, is kimloi pi mardeya nichnas, the width of the mouth of mardeya, and you have to be able to put that mardeya in. Whereas Rabbi Huda, he argues this other way, shaloi nichnas, no, the hole doesn't have to be wide enough that you're actually able to put the pi mardeya inside. Now what about the following? Haya agol, let's say the hole was round. It wasn't oblong. We don't view it as if it was long. Still, the shear is the same. It has to be the width of a pi mardeya, which is able to go inside, meaning it's more of an oval than a circle, and that's the shear that's going to be vatal, that's mid pasil. Moving on to something similar. Tanur shenikav me'enoi. What about an oven that got a hole in its ayin? Now, remember, we had earlier that often their ovens would have a hole in the side that was made for enabling smoke to escape, and then after they heated up the oven, they would plug up that hole so the heat didn't escape, it was just for the smoke to escape when they were heating it up, and that was called the ayin. And on this oven that we're discussing now, they actually plugged up that hole with cement or clay or something like that, so now it's fully sealed. And we're also talking about where the top of the oven has a cover, so it's technically mukav tzmid pasil, but then this ayin, this eye, or this hole, so now it got a hole in it. And that's what it means, nikav me'enai. So shiurai maloi kush, nechon sviyotze dailek, the shear the size the hole has to be is the width of a kush, like a pole or needle meant for weaving. It has to be able to go in and out of this hole, dailek, while it's lit, and that means that the hole has to be decently wide because the kush is lit and you put inside a hole, which is precisely its size, then that's going to, in essence, choke the fire and it's going to put it out. Therefore, the hole would have to be a little bit wider so that you'd be able to put the pole inside when it's lit without it going out. However, Rabbi Yehuda says, Shloi Dalek, no, it doesn't have to be able to be lit when you put it in, which means the hole could be a little bit narrower. What about the following? Nikav Mitzidai, let's say it got a hole in its side, meaning the clay that was used to plug up this ayin, this hole in the tanur, it got a hole in its side, which is basically in between the hole and the tanur itself. So it's opposite. Shirei kimloi kush nechnas v'yotzei shloi dalek. The size of that hole has to be that a kush could go inside and out without having to be lit, which Rabbi Yehuda says, dalek, no, it does have to be lit. Now, Rabbi Shimon says differently. Mino emtza, if there's a hole directly in the seal that was plugging up the ayin of the tanur, nechnas, so then the hole has to be wide enough to be able to put the kush inside. Whereas min atzad, if it's on the side of it, in nechnas, it doesn't have to be wide enough to go inside. And he would say the same thing with this Meguvah Zachavis that got a hole in it. We've already had this before. Meguvah Zachavis is basically the plug at the top of a barrel. If it got a hole in it, Shirei Moloi Mitzah Shnia Shel Shifon, the shear that the hole has to be in order to mevatel it from its din of Megufa, that now it's not considered like it's sitting in the barrel, is the size of the second mitzah, the second knot of Shifon, which is rye. Namely, when a stalk of rye grows from the ground, we know that rye is one of the five grains, R-Y-E. So what happens is the stalk grows and then it stops, and then when it continues growing in that spot where it had stopped the first time, there's basically like a thick ball of sorts that's formed. That's called a knot. We have that terminology with wood. It's called a knot in the wood. So it's the same thing with a stalk of rye. And as it continues growing and these knots form, they get thinner and smaller as they go up. The first one's going to be thickest and widest. It's the second one, that second knot in the stalk of rye, that's the size of the hole that has to be in the Gufa Chavis in order to mevatel its den. Now we know, Emza, let's say the hole is in the middle of the Gufa. Nechnas has to be large enough to be able to go inside. Minatzad, if it's on the side, in a nechnas, it doesn't have to be able to go inside. Same thing with chatzam gedolim, meaning the plug of a large barrel that got a hole in it. Same thing. Shirim the shear is mitzvah shnia shel kane. It's a second knot in a kane and reed. Min emtzav, it's in the middle. Nechnas, it has to be able to go inside. Min atzad, it's on the side. Shein nechnas, it doesn't have to be able to go inside the hole. And for the clarification, medrum ru, when was it said bizman shenasu liyayin? That's only if the barrel was made for wine, and so the hole would have to be a little bit wider because anyway, a hole is something that the owner doesn't want. He's not interested in the plug having a hole in it. That's because when air goes inside the barrel, that causes the wine to get ruined. So he'd rather there be no hole in the plug. Avalim nasu l'shar mashkin. But if this barrel is meant to hold other liquids, such as water or oil or something like that, afilu kolshu, even if there's a tiny little hole, tameim, so then everything inside is going to be tamei. That means it's not going to be considered mukav tzmid pasil. It's not going to be considered closed with a hole because anyway, the air is good for whatever's inside. And so even a tiny hole is going to be a vatal din of being sealed with a cover. Further clarification, medrum ru, when it was said, bizman shaloi nasu b'dei adam, this is only if it wasn't made by a person, if it just happened to have formed on its own. Avol nasu b'dei adam, but if a person himself made a hole in this megufa or in this tanur or whatever it is, afilu kolshu, even if it's a very tiny hole, tameim, it's going to metame everything in the barrel, meaning it's mevatel din of tzmid pasil. Now the Mishnah concludes with a din that we already know from earlier in the Masechta, nikvu, let's say the kli itself got a hole in it, not the cover or the seal of the cover, but the kli itself. So asu l'achlin, if the kli is meant for food, shiur and b'zesim, so the shear the hole has to be to mevatel its din, or to consider it now that it's open, has to be the size of an olive. Also, the mashkin, if it's meant for liquids, shiur and b'mashkim, so the shear is liquids. Also, l'kach l'kach, if it's meant for both, or machmir, but smid pasil, but kainus mashke, both with smid pasil and kainus mashke. We've written in many cases a muk of smid pasil, where we have a kli that it has a sealed cover tight on top of it, and if that's in an oil hames, it's in the same room or building, it's under the same roof as a mace, as a corpse, whatever's inside of this kli is saved, it's mutzal, it's shielded from the toma outside. And now we get into more detailed discussion exactly which kelim applies to and how the cover has to be placed on it. So the Mishnah tells us, Eilu kelim atzilim b'tzmid pasil, the following kelim have a zin of tzmid pasil applied to them, clay glalim, kelim made out of dung, clay avanim, stone, clay adama, those are made out of clay, which means it's earthenware, but it wasn't baked in an oven, so it's not complete, clay cheres, regular clay cheres, or clay neser, neser is something that comes from the ground called alum, atzmais hadag va'ayroi, bones of a fish and or its skin, atzmais chay shebayam va'ayroi, bones of creatures in the sea and their skin as well, uklay eitz hatahirim, and tahar clay eitz, that's referring to wooden kalim that are so big that they're not able to be carried when they're full. All of these mitzilin, they shield, they protect that which is inside of them, bain mi pihem, whether the cover's on top, bain mitzidehem, whether the opening is from the side, bain yosh mal shuleim, whether they sit on the bottom, meaning they're standing upright, bain mut mal tzidehen, or if they're on their side, also hayu kfum al pihem, if they're turned upside down and the opening is facing the ground and they're connected to the ground with clay or they're sealed like that, mitzilin kol shechtein adatayim, they save everything that's underneath them, not only that which is inside of them, but anything that's underneath them all the way down down to the deepest depths of the ground, and that's because they're considered mukaf tzmit pasil. Whereas Reb Elezer metame, in his last case, Reb Elezer is metame everything inside because the whole din is it has to be mukaf tzmit pasil, it has to have a cover on it, and this is not considered a cover. If it's upside down and the ground is its cover, that's not really considered a cover, so therefore everything inside will be tame. Mishnah further explains, ala kol metzilin, they protect everything that's inside them. It doesn't make a difference what's inside these kelim, it's going to be protected in this oil ames, chutz mikli cheres, except for regular kli cheres, regular earthenware kelim, she'inim matzil ela ala oichem ala mashkim ala kli cheres, they only protect food, drink, or other kli cheres that are inside, as opposed to all the other kelim that we mentioned in the Mishnah, they protect all sorts of kelim inside of them. Moving on to Mishnah Beis, b'mem ekifin, what can the cover be sealed with in order to be able to say that it's mukaf tzmit basil? So it can be besid with plaster, ubegipsis, which is translated as gypsum, that's a type of plaster, bezefes with tar, beshava with wax, betit with clay, ubetsaya with dung, bechimer with mortar, ubecharsis, some sort of crushed up earthenware that also creates a seal, ubechol davar mismariach, really anything that's able to be smeared and can make a proper seal, if that's used to hold the cover down, that's perfectly valid. Now, ein mekifin, we're not allowed to seal it down with the following, meaning it doesn't count as a sealed cover, loy bebatz, not with tin, loy beferis, not with lead, even though these are soft metals which are malleable and they could be a cover, still they don't count as mukav tzmit pasil. Why is that? Meneshu pasil v'ein et tzomid. It's a psil, it's a cover, but it's not smid, it's not tight, and therefore it doesn't fit in this din. Similarly, ein mekifin, the following things can't be a seal. Loy bedvei l'shmeina, not with sticky figs, v'loy bebatzak shinil shmei peiros, and not with dough that was kneaded with fruit juices. Now, even though both these things that we just mentioned have not yet been mekabel toma, and they do create a really good seal because they're very sticky and mushy and they can shmear very well, they're still not allowed to be used. Why is that? Shlei v'yenu l'dei psul, because we don't want to bring it to state of psul, since these things could become tame later on, and then they will not protect everything that's inside the kli. L'chatchila, they're not allowed to be used from the beginning. However, v'im hikif, if they were used as a seal, and they still did not yet become tame, hitzil, so they do protect everything that's inside the kli. Okay, discussing din of mukaf tzmit pasil, the Mishnah tells us, meguvas achaves hamechulcheles ve'in nishmetes. We have the plug of a barrel that's loose, but it doesn't come out, which means, even when you turn the barrel to the side, the plug is not going to come out. It does close up the entrance, but it's loose. Maybe you could turn it around, you could spin it. The question is that considered mukaf tzmit pasil? Is that counted as something which seals up the barrel? So Reb Yehuda Amar, he says matzeles, it does protect everything inside, whereas Chachamim, they say ain't matzeles, it doesn't protect what's inside because it's loose. Another din, hayu base etzba shela sheikeh b'soicha. Let's say it's base etzba, it's placed to put the finger that was sunken inside of it. In other words, this is a cover that's put to the inside of the top of the barrel, but the cover itself has somewhat of a depression that one could put their finger in and kind of hook their finger on a handle to pull the cover out. This is very often found with drink pitchers that one might have on their Shabbos table. The cover of that drink pitcher has an indentation of sorts that you could put your finger, maybe even part of your hand inside to pull that cover out. So this base etzba, this indentation in the cover, it's not sitting on top of the barrel, it's sunken into the barrel a little bit. Hasheretz b'soicha, there's a sheretz in that indentation. Hachavis tmeya, the barrel is actually tamei, and hasheretz b'chavis, there's a sheretz in the barrel. Achlan shebesoicha tamei, food that's in the indentation of the cover is also tamei. That's because it's considered to be in the airspace of the kli, so therefore toma is transferred in between the two. Moving on to Mishnah Dalet, what about the following? Hakadur, a ball, which is a ball that's made out of string of sorts. Vapakas shalgemi, also some sort of ball made out of reed. It's a bunch of soft reeds wrapped around each other till there's a ball. Shenerson al piachavis, that's placed at the mouth of a barrel, sealing it up. So over here it depends. In merech menetz dadin, if some sort of sealant was smeared only on the sides of this ball and the top of the kli, loy hitzel, that doesn't protect, ad merech mal maton, until he smears it either above or below. That's because since this ball is made out of string or reed or what we just described, it has holes in it. It's not completely closed from all ends. Therefore, he has to seal the entire thing and not just the sides where it's connected to the mouth of the barrel. L'chim matl shel beged, it's the same exact thing with a piece of cloth. Since the cloth is made out of weave and there's little holes in the weave, it would also have to be completely covered and smeared with the sealant in order for it to be considered mukaf tzmit pasil. What about the following though? Ha'isa shel niyar, shel ar, let's say the cover was a piece of paper or leather, ukshar b'mashicha, and he tied it with a string, which means he wrapped a piece of paper or leather around the top of the barrel, pulling it down to the side, and then cinch that down with a piece of string. So here, in Merech Menatzdadin, Hitzel, even if he just smeared the sealant on the sides, that's fine, because since there's no holes in paper or in leather, that's considered a proper cover, which is Mukav Tzmit Pasil. Mishnah tells us, Chavis Shenizkalfa V'Hazefes Shela Imedes, we have a barrel that a piece of it got pulled away, which for all intents and purposes, that means a piece of the barrel just broke out of it. In the middle of it, maybe it got cracked, so a section fell out. However, the Zefes, the coating that was inside of the barrel, that's still there. So when you look from the outside of the barrel, you see that there's a hole, but when you put your finger in, you realize it doesn't go because the sealant on the inside of the barrel is still intact. Also, barrels of fish brine, that the lid was sealed down on top, but the gypsum that was used to make the seal, that was on the inside ledge of the cover. It wasn't on the top of the cover going over the sides of the pitcher. Rather, it was on the inside of the cover sealing it. So Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yehuda says, Eina matzilim, they're not matzil. That's because Rabbi Yehuda darshens the pasuk, tzmid pesil all love. It has to be on top. And in both these scenarios, the seal is really on the inside, not on the outside. Whereas Chamarim, they say matzilin is matzil, because at the end of the day, it's sealed, so the seal is the seal. The fact that it's on the inside is immaterial. Moving on to Mishnah Vav, Chavas shenikva ustamu ashmarim. Let's say there's a barrel that got a hole in it, but the sediment on the bottom of the barrel closed up and plugged up that hole. Hitzilua, that's matzilet. That's considered a proper closure. Now let's say Pekaka b'zmaira, he closed up that hole with a piece of vine. He basically smushed a piece of vine or a little twig inside the hole. So then it's not considered a proper seal, ad shmirech menatz dadim, until he smears his sealant on the sides of this opening of this hole. Now hayushtayim, let's say the hole was so big, he had to put two twigs or two vines inside. So in this case, ad shmirech menatz dadim, u bein zmar l'chaverta, he has to not only smear the sealant on the sides, but also in the space, in the little gap in between these two twigs. Something similar, nasar shu nasan al piatanur, let's say a board was placed on top of an oven, on the opening of the oven, so im merech menatz dadim, hitzil, if he smeared the sealant on the sides, that's perfectly fine, because the board is one solid piece, that's a solid cover, and now that he smeared the sealant around it, that's a proper closure. However, let's say hayushnayim, he had to use two boards to cover the top of the oven. Here it's not considered a seal, ad shmirech menatz dadim, u bein nasal chaveroi. He has to smear sealant not only on the entire outside perimeter, but also in between the two boards connecting them. Now let's say asan besinin oy beshugmin, the way he connected the two boards was with sinim, which is basically thin strips of bush that are very sticky and they act like a glue, and shugmin is the same thing. It's basically grass of sorts that's also used as a glue, and that's how he connected the two boards. So in this case, he doesn't have to smear any sealant on the middle because the middle is already connected with glue, so sealant only needs to be on the outside. Up until now, we've been discussing tzmid pesil. We have a kli inside an oil hamais, a room or a house that has a corpse in it, and everything inside is going to be tame. But if we have a kli that has a sealed cover, so not only is the kli tahar, but everything inside is tahar as well. Now we'll be discussing this in regards to something else, namely that a oihel is able to save and protect something which is inside of it. In other words, if we have a tent, an oihel, some sort of covered structure that's inside another covered structure, so even though there's tumas mace there, since there's a totally separate, smaller oihel that stands on its own, and whatever's inside is going to be tahar. However, with this second oihel, this one that's inside, it's not allowed to be resting on kalim, and it's also not allowed to have walls or a roof made out of kalim. So that's what Mishnah is discussing right now. We're going to have two different ovens. One of them is new, one of them is old, which means that the new one is not a kli at all, because since it's brand new, it hasn't been used yet, it doesn't have the din of a kli. Only the old one is considered a kli, and we're going to try to see if one of them is considered an oihel by itself, and then be protected from tumah. So that's what the Mishnah tells us. Tanur yashan b'zecha chadash. We have an old oven inside of a new one, so that means that the oven inside is a kli. The oven on the outside is not a kli. Usrida al pi ayashan, and there's a srida, which means a cover of sorts on top of the old one, which again is in the middle. Now let's see nital yashan usrida nafeles. If that old oven is removed, let's say it's broken into pieces or it somehow slipped out from underneath the new one, which is surrounding it. If that srida, that cover, would fall down because it's not held tightly into place by the outer new one, it's just lightly resting on it, but it's going to fall once the inside's removed. So I call tame, everything's tame, because we don't have a proper oil over here. Vimla, but if not, if that cover is going to remain in place, even though the inner oven's removed, I call tar, so everything's tar, because that's considered like a separate oil. Again, the outside oven is brand new, it doesn't have a din of a kli, and the cover's going to remain on top of it, even if the inside oven, which is a kli, is going to be removed, so it has a separate din of oil, and that protects everything inside of it. Now, let's say it was the other way around, chadash b'secha yashan, the new oven was inside the old one, so the outer one was a kli, and the inner one wasn't, usrid al pi'a yashan, and this cover is resting on top of the old one, again, that's the outer oven, so im ein bein chadash l'srida p'secha tefach, if the space, the gap in between the new and old oven isn't a tefach, kol shebechadash tahar, whatever's in the new one is tahar, that's because we have a proper blocker over here.